Listener Production.
Hey there, Courtney Thomas with a local news briefing. It's set to be another scorcher today as the heatwave continues across much of the state. A severe heatwave warning is still current until Friday for the Wide Bay and Burnett districts. It's as the mercury is expected to reach 35 degrees in both Bundaberg and Maryborough. In other news, the member for Burnett wants to reclaim Mary Kingross Park in Bargara to put a stop to vandals and youth criminals in the area. Stephen Bennett's hosting a barbecue in the park this Friday to start a dialogue about issues plaguing the region. He says everyone is welcome to come on down and join him to chat to youth support workers and take back the parkland.
For too long on Friday nights, we've seen an increasing number of youths use this park for drinking and other activities, and it's clearly disturbing the local residents who just want to walk their dogs and enjoy the park. So I guess it's a shout out to all those people, and particularly those parents of those youth who do understand that this sort of behaviour is disturbing.
Australia's peak body for general practitioners has trialled a program aimed at helping Queensland's rural and remote GP shortages. The program places registrar doctors in shortage areas with remote supervisors instead of on-site managers. RACGP President Dr. Nicole Higgins says registrars have that support, but it's also important these communities have doctors.
This is a way of ensuring that we have GPs in a country town, because country towns, to survive, really need to have a GP there to attract, you know, other professionals such as teachers, police, nurses, etc.
And it's a significant day for Garri Fraser Island. Today marks the 30th anniversary of its World Heritage listing. Updating sport, White Bay hockey superstars Rebecca Greiner and Hannah Callum-Saunders have been selected for the Hockey Roos squad in 2023. Maribyrnong's Callum-Saunders got the nod after impressing in her last few outings. It comes as Maribyrnong's under-18 girls finished third at the state championships held in the region yesterday.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe, in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching,
if the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free, and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now.
Listener.